This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Politics is in large part about how to apportion resources. President Trump's budget proposal is due today, and it relies on states, cities, and regions to do the lion's share of fixing bridges, roads, water systems, and other infrastructure. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
President Trump's infrastructure plan is expected to focus on new projects. That could be helpful, says Mark Scribner of the Competitive Enterprise Institute, but may not get funds where they are most needed.
Infrastructure problems tend to be as a result of a lack of maintenance. So we have a problem of public officials not being able to find the funds, so they say, to maintain what they have right now.
The plan is to leverage billions in federal funds to spur more than $1 trillion in local and private investment. Megan Mattson is with Table Rock Infrastructure Partners, a private equity group that focuses on public infrastructure.
It's a little tough in this environment with the tax bill going first and the significant, you know, impact on deficit that has. Seems like it would put a squeeze on the spending associated with the infrastructure plan.
One upside? Infrastructure spending does tend to have bipartisan support. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.